sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins. I am the broker of Movers Real Estate Company, a residential real estate company right here in the metro of Oklahoma City. We stretch out about seven counties for our business, and we do sales. We will list your home and sell it. We will provide a concierge service for you to buy a property. We do property management, a little investment, a little bit of commercial business. And I welcome your calls today. I'm going to give you our number right off the bat. It's 405-840-1000. It's 840-1000. And the phones will soon light up because you're about to hear who our guest is today. And that is David Harpster with Rising Point Solutions. And David is the guy that can help you fix your credit score. So if you have a challenge, or a family member or friend of yours has a challenge with a credit score, it's going to be pretty important that you listen today. So tell them to tune in and listen. And good morning, David.
Good morning.
So, do you know how I found out about you? Now, I have known you mm-hmm. before, because you worked in mortgage lending, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, our acquaintance goes back some time.
It does.
But as your current business, one of my agents went to a seminar that you put on, mm-hmm. a workshop, a CE, and said, brought back a book and said, Becky, you need to talk to this guy. And I looked at the name. I said, well, I know that guy. But I didn't know he was doing this. So how long have you been doing the credit score improvement?
7 years.
So yeah. That's a while mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. And you knew how the credit score worked long before you started this company.
Exactly.
Because yeah. you were in mortgage lending.
Yeah, I was in mortgage lending for 11 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Rising Point Solutions, I like the name of your company because you get the points up. But tell me, what is a credit score?
Basically, a credit score is a score that's provided the consumer by an industry that is a projection of their credit worthiness. So basically, they've placed a number on how good your credit is.
How likely you are to pay back a loan.
Exactly.
Okay.
And how responsible you'll be with credit overall. And the thing is that, you know, it started as years ago, the FICO, the Fair Isaac Corporation, created what was known as a FICO score. But now pretty much all the scores are called FICO scores now. Each industry that extends credit to consumers has their own scoring model. So mortgage score will be different than your standard consumer credit score. Your standard credit consumer score will be different than your automobile score if you were to go get a loan for an automobile. So you look at like your online setup, Credit Karma, and then go talk to a mortgage banker, and your score may be 80 points different.
Wow, I did not know that. Mm-hmm. And another really important thing that credit is used for is for insurance rates.
That is correct.
And your homeowner's insurance and your car insurance mm-hmm. is affected by your credit score.
Absolutely.
So if you have a jump in your homeowner's insurance rate, I had a client that had like $1,100 in a year. Their homeowner's insurance went up that much. Well, everybody's was going up about $300 right. anyway, but they were affected almost $1,000 by a dip in, and it was a serious dip mm-hmm. in their credit score.
It can happen. Happens every day.
So, Okay. So there are different agencies. There are a lot of credit bureaus, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have three major credit reporters, which are Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion.
Well, what makes up your credit score? How do they determine your credit score?
They place a value on timely payments, keeping your credit your credit card balances low. So there's five major categories, and the first is, do you pay on time? That's 35% of your score right there.
So do you pay on time? So, mm-hmm. And on time is not late.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. If you're, obviously it's not going to report until you're actually 30 days late, but, you know,
well, but
just pay on time and you don't have that issue.
Don't leave that to the processor to input your payment on time either. Mm-hmm. You need to pay really on time.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of credit card accounts, if you are 10 days late, they'll tag you with a fee or a higher rate. So it's best just to pay on time.
And right.
You don't have to worry about it. So you have timely payments, which is 35% of your score. 30% of your score is how much do you owe. And that deals mainly with your credit card balances. What you want to do is you want to keep those balances low. I tell our clients to keep those balances less than 20% of what the credit limit is. So if you have a $1,000 credit limit, I say for at least the time being, while you're in this program, while you're trying to buy a home, keep your balance below $200 of that $1,000 limit. That's really going to help boost their score.
So my credit score would probably go up quite a lot if I've got I think my limit might be $15,000,
mm-hmm.
and we charge.
Mm-hmm.
Over $10,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
because we run a couple of businesses.
Sure.
And so our employees have credit cards to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay it off every single month. Mm-hmm. Does that help? Not really.
Paying on time is really just what helps. Paying it off, and let's say you went and applied for a loan after you paid that card off. Okay, assuming it reported onto the report on time, your score will boost based on that zero balance.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So 30% is pretty much how much you owe.
Right, 30% of your score.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we've got 35% if you pay on time.
Pardon me.
And then 30% if you on how much you owe.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the rest of it made up from?
Well, now we have 65% of the score made up. 15% is the length of your credit history, how long you've had credit, good, positive, clean credit. That's going to be 15%. And then 10% is your mix of credit. Do you have an automobile loan, an installment, and then a credit card or two? And that mix of credit between revolving and installment is going to help your score as well. Not a tremendous amount, but if we're building credit and we're trying to create that good profile for a homeowner, you'll want to work with that too. And then lastly is any new credit that's been taken out. And that's typically a negative, because if you open up an account, let's say you have a couple of cars, and then you say, you know, I really want that boat. And you go buy that boat, and it's $40,000, and you take out a loan on it.
You're heavy on the automobile vehicle type style,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and also the system views that as added risk. You're on the hook for another $40,000, and we have no pay history to go with it. So it's just a brand-new loan that's been deposited on there. And that's going to push the score down temporarily because – you've put yourself at more risk. You're in more debt. Now, after about 6 months, you'll make that up with on-time payments. It'll come back up.
Okay. So. Well, you are listening to Becky Ivins, Movers Real Estate, and David Harpster with Rising Point Solutions. After this break, we'll be taking your calls. 840-1000 is our number here, and you can ask anything about a credit score and how you can get it fixed when you come back right after this break with Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back. You're listening to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate. If you need help with a real estate question, do call me here at the station at 840-1000. And I'll give you my number at my office so that you can call me during the week, 722-3232. Of course, we monitor our phones weekends and after hours. But it's 722-3232, and you are have the pleasure of listening to David Harpster from Rising Point Solutions about how to get your credit scores up. You can call here, 840-1000, with a question. Good morning, Jerry. Do you have a question for David?
Good morning, Jerry. I don't know if I'm on right now.
Yes, you are.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Becky. I have a question pertaining to doing our due diligence to getting to that 800 and elevated, 800 plus. Let's say I've done everything that I need to do to get to that point, and I'm hovering around 800, 810 right now.
Mm-hmm.
That magical number after that is, in my opinion, is about 850. What do I need to do to get to that, and what kind of percentage do people, what of people actually get 800 plus?
As the first part of your question, getting to the magical 850, I would say the only thing you could really do at that point is pray. I've never seen an 850. It's basically the top score you can get.
Well, one of the bureaus doesn't even have an 850, do they?
It's generally 350 or 300 to 850 is generally
okay for all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you're above 800, bravo.
I mean, if you're above 700,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, if you're above 720, 740, financing's not going to be an issue. If I had an 816 when I went and bought my truck 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, and I told them, you're only going to have to pull my credit once, and I would like 0% financing. And it was like, yes, sir, anything you like, sir.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, if you're above 800 at this point, don't sweat the small stuff, man. Getting 850 isn't going to help you anymore.
I'm not sure an 850 exists.
I've never seen one.
I think that's the rare unicorn that might be out there. one of the other questions I actually had was hard hits and soft hits.
Uh-huh.
I turned in a little bit late. Becky, David, I apologize about that, but if indeed you covered what a hard hit is or a soft hit.
I did not.
Right?
No, we have not talked about that yet, Jerry, but that's a subject that we will be discussing this hour.
It's a great question. I assume you're asking what the difference is or what the impact is.
Well, I tell you what, I might actually table that part of that question and allow you all to take questions from other callers in, but I look forward to hearing that part of the discussion.
Perfect.
Okay.
Sure.
Great. Thank you, Jerry, and congrats on the 800-plus score. I will tell you that very few times do we ever encounter that. And when you encounter someone with an 800-plus score, real often they kind of go to no score at all,
mm-hmm,
because they really don't need credit.
Right. I've found when I was in the mortgage industry, the 800 and above buyer was the unicorn.
Yes.
You just didn't. So I think I can count on one hand the number of times I had someone add
800
plus.
Let's talk about the three different entities there, the TransUnion,
mm-hmm,
Equifax,
mm-hmm,
and Experian.
Right.
Okay. So when you're given your credit score for a mortgage, they do the tri-merge,
mm-hmm,
which means they've pulled credit from all three of those companies, right?
Correct, and they've merged it into one report.
Okay. And all three of those companies have a separate number for you.
Mm-hmm.
And for mortgage, they take the middle number your number.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jerry, say, had a 780, sorry for the disparaging words, Jerry, had a 780, a 799, and an 830,
mm-hmm,
on from the three different ones, his credit score would be
799.
I know that Jerry would probably just sit there and wait till he got an 800 to even talk to anybody. But
I've had people get upset because we're using that middle score and it's not 800.
Well, yeah. And sometimes it can be, say, you can have a 750, a 752, mm-hmm. and an 800.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what your credit score is?
752.
752, the middle number, right?
That is right.
Okay. So.
And if you only show up on two bureaus, they use the lowest.
Oh, because sometimes you don't show up on the third,
mm-hmm.
right?
It just depends on who reports to what.
And the creditors pay for the service of a credit bureau.
Mm-hmm. And they can report to one, two, or all three, or none.
You don't even have to report to any.
Mm-mm. That's why it's important to, if you're looking to build your credit, make sure whoever you're going to do business with, like a car dealership, a used lot, new lot, whichever the case may be, make sure they report to all three credit bureaus, because you could be doing yourself a disservice if you're trying to build credit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the hard hit and the soft hit on the credit report.
The hard hit is if I am going out and actively trying to obtain funds for a purchase, if I'm seeking credit. And that is what is known as a hard pull, and it will impact your score. The system looks at that, and it's an algorithm. That's a nasty word nowadays with Facebook and Twitter and everything. But it is an algorithm that it basically surmises that you're looking to go out and get more credit and take on more risk. So you're getting your credit pulled, and it dings your score for that when it's a hard pull.
And a hard pull would give us two or three examples of a hard pull.
Hard pulls, if you went to your mortgage lender to refinance your home and they pulled that tri-merge credit report, that is a hard pull. If you go to purchase an automobile, you have the automobile picked out, for instance, you're with the finance guy and he pulls your credit, that's going to be a hard pull. So those will impact your score.
How about an insurance company? Because a lot of folks don't know that they can pull your credit. Most mm-hmm. insurance policies, when you sign accepting the insurance policy, you've given them permission to pull your credit every 6 months.
But their scoring method is completely different. So it's not considered necessarily a hard pull.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of the difference between mm-hmm. a hard pull and a soft pull, right?
Well, and a soft pull is companies like, you know, you look in your mailbox and you see you're pre-approved for this and this and this. More than likely, the company's already pulled a soft pull and they know that they want to extend credit to you. So, but the soft pull does not impact your score. You did not sign to have that credit pulled for the purposes of being extended credit.
You didn't give permission for anyone to mm-hmm. pull your credit.
Exactly.
But they can pull your credit anyway without permission?
A soft pull, yeah. It happens every day.
Because they subscribe to mm-hmm. the credit bureaus and they pay for that privilege of mm-hmm. having access to that.
Right. And the credit bureaus, the consumer is not necessarily the customer.
Right.
They're the product. And they make most of their money selling their product to all these companies.
Wow.
So.
Well, let's take another phone call.
Okay.
Good morning, Pat. Good morning, Pat. You're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. My husband has a Discover card, and I have a Discover card. How accurate is that FICO score? Because they're always in the 830s.
Mm-hmm.
His is different than mine, because there's different accounts. But how accurate is that?
For the purposes of just a unweighted consumer credit score, it's as accurate as any of the others. The problem is that you have different scoring models. There's over 50 of them, and every industry has their own model. So what happens is you'll go, say, get a mortgage. Pardon me, guys. you go get a mortgage, and it's going to be different because the mortgage industry weights their credit score differently than what Discover Card is using.
Okay.
Now, if it's an 830 on a Discover Card on their credit reporting system, then you guys are...
But it's in the 830s always.
Okay.
Yeah. 834, 830.
Yeah, and as you get closer and closer to that high number, all of your scoring models are going to put you in that high number because there's only so much, so high they can go. So it'll start bunching up there. It may be a difference by 4, 5, 6 points, but up in the higher range.
Oh, okay.
Great question, Pat.
I just wondered because he said it was so hard to get over 8. And
it is.
Over 8.
It is. You're paying on time and you don't have much debt. That's awesome. Stay tuned because we have got more and we're going to tell you how to quickly raise your credit score right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You are listening to Becky Ivins, broker for Movers Real Estate. If you have a real estate question, you can call us on the air at 840-1000 or call me at my office, 722-3232. And you have the pleasure today of listening to David Harpster, and he is here to answer all of your questions about credit scores, how, what makes them up, what difference does it make how much you owe and when you pay, and what's a hard hit, what's a soft hit, and how do you quickly raise your credit score? It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. If after the rains you see a little leak anywhere, it's really important that you call a good roofer. Robbins Roofing, easy for me to say, right? Their word every day is trust. You can trust them to handle your insurance claim and get every penny you're supposed to get. You can trust them with their integrity to help you select the right materials and not sell you anything you don't need. And just do an overall good job. 728-3700, Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is vigilant. Vigilant. That kind of goes with our credit scoring, doesn't it, David?
It does.
And vigilance, just keeping a careful watch for possible danger or difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
That's what vigilant means. And boy, that goes right hand in hand with credit scoring, right?
Absolutely. It's our responsibility to make sure that our credit is correct as it's reporting and that there are no derogatory or inaccurate entries on your credit report that could impact your score. I have zero derogatories. I would hope I would, since this is what I do
for a living. That's
your
business, right?
I have zero derogatory entries, but that doesn't keep me from checking once or twice a week, just to be on the safe side.
Wow, once or twice a week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that's your business, though.
Mm-hmm. And also, I was one of the ones in the Experian hack, so I need to check it.
How do you know if you've been hacked?
Well, in the case of Experian, you can go to a website that they have and you can put in your name and the last 4 digits of your social and they'll tell you if you were included in their hack. And chances are you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I know
there were
I was.
So many people.
Right.
Yeah.
And so why don't we just all get new numbers, new social security numbers?
I wouldn't mind that. At that point, and it is possible, but you have to prove a whole lot to the Social Security Administration before they'll even consider it.
Really?
Yeah, it's not easy.
Not sure I could remember one more number.
Yeah, no kidding. I do good to remember mine as it
is. I know, right?
I know the last 4 because everybody wants the last 4 digits.
You know, I had someone call one time and say they didn't need the last 4; they just needed the first 5.
Okay.
And I'm going, no way.
That's all right. My wife had a call from the IRS. Okay, it was not the IRS. It was someone trying to scam.
Uh-huh.
Because the IRS doesn't do that.
They don't call you.
Mm-mm.
And neither does the Social Security office, by
no,
the way.
No, they do not.
They send U.S. mail,
mm-hmm.
both of them, because I've gotten notices from both of them
mm-hmm.
saying that other people have applied for things in my name.
Yep.
And so that's not a good thing.
That it is not. And if they ever try to contact you by phone out of the blue, do not talk to them because that's not who they are.
So, you know, I had to recently change my credit card number that I use to do a lot of monthly things that
mm-hmm.
I do. I put on the credit card because it is a easy.
Absolutely.
Very easy. You don't mm-hmm. have to write all those checks and stuff, right? Well, someone else went to Europe and used my credit card.
Oh, I hope they had a good time.
Well, they did have a good time. Trust me, they ate at the best places. They shopped in Milan.
Spared no expense.
They did, yeah, they did not. And they said, well, it was a card swipe. They had the actual card. Well, we only have two cards, and we were still in possession of those two cards. So some people make credit cards
mm-hmm.
and swipe them.
Mm-hmm. They take that RFID strip on the back and use it on other cards.
Oh, man.
It's, hey, you build a better mousetrap, they're going to build a better mouse.
So, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. That's true. Let's take another phone call. Sarah, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. My question, wanted to the both of you.
Sure.
And my question is, when you have such high, extreme, very high student loan debt, how can you be able to improve upon your credit score?
When you have high what?
Student loan debt.
Student loan debt, when it's extremely high, like it'll take some years to get rid of that monster, but how can you... you know, improve your credit score
mm-hmm.
and maintain it, I guess.
Right.
What can one do in that situation?
The key to student loan debt is the timely monthly payments. Okay, it's installment debt. After that six or seven or eight payments there, it's going to start having less and less impact on your score as far as a large amount of debt if you're making that timely payment. Again, that's 35% of your score. It's the single largest portion of it. You can't do much about bringing that total down. You just have to pay it on time. Now, if you fall into a windfall and can pay down a lot of it, sure. But it's not going to impact your score a great deal.
Okay.
The timely payments is the biggest portion on installment debt.
So just don't be late. Make the payments.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
And make them on time. And mm-hmm. If there's people listening out there, that if you do not have student loan debt, bravo. I mean... pay as you go. What mm-hmm. happened to getting jobs while you're in college to pay for it? I mean, I don't know. I had three jobs in college.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Of course, yeah. I think my upper class at OU per hour was about $34.
Oh, well, that's true, too. But now I went to OCU for graduate school. And
okay,
it was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like $400 an hour. It was a lot of money. But my theory is you save up the money to pay for your class, and then you take the class.
Mm-hmm.
A very odd concept nowadays.
It is.
Right?
See, now they're putting time limits. If you take too long, in some cases you don't get the degree because it took you too long to get it. Especially on your graduate degree.
Oh, well, yeah, your graduate mm-hmm. degree you have to get in a certain amount of time mm-hmm. or you have to start repeating and taking more classes.
Yep.
Because they will – typically it's 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You get your master's in 5 years and they usually will give you a year extension mm-hmm. on that.
Will they? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, they did me. I was working full time and had a house full of kids. And
yeah.
It's hard to – be even a part-time student.
Oh, sure.
When that happens. Mm-hmm. So, Sarah, that's a great question.
It was,
that
Sarah.
You have
thank
there.
You.
There. So, David, how can you get your credit score up and kind of rapidly in, say, 30 or 45 days? When we sell folks houses and they need to get their credit score mm-hmm. up, we don't have a lot of time.
Right. There's a lot of things a person can do, actually, to raise their credit score in 30 days, 45 days. The biggest thing is take a look at your credit card debt and pay those balances down below that 20% of whatever the credit limit is. And that's going to help boost your score. At the same time, right after you do that, contact the credit card company and ask them to raise your limit because it'll lower it even more.
Now, but if they raise your limit, does that not lower your score?
No.
Oh, well, okay.
They raise your limit. They look at your pay history. They may do a soft pull, okay, just to see. And what happens is let's say they raise that limit from $1,000 to $2,000, and you had a $200 balance on there, you know, that you paid down just now. Now you've gone from 20% to 10%.
So borrowing a very low percentage of your limit is mm-hmm. very important to your
yes.
credit score.
Well, yeah, we tell our clients to keep that balance below 20% of what the limit is.
We've had folks that we've asked them to, do you usually get a cash gift for Christmas from a parent or grandparent? And sometimes they'll have, you know, they might get $300 from a grandparent. Well, would you ask them if they could do that early so that you can pay down on your credit card mm-hmm. and do not charge one more thing on your credit card
right.
so that you can keep your balance down? Because the scores, your credit scores are important in a mortgage world mm-hmm. because they determine what your interest rate is. If you have a lower credit score, you're going to pay a higher interest rate
absolutely.
On your mortgage forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that is... So the money may sometimes paying the money down on a credit card makes more sense than putting a larger down payment on a house. Use your money in a different way to get a lower credit score.
A higher
credit score.
We don't want
so that
one.
You can get a lower interest rate.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
And I hate paying interest. I hate it. But,
I know.
You know, it's just part of life.
What is the FCRA?
The FCRA is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. This is a law that was passed and amended since then that provides rights to
consumers,
yeah, throughout the United States. They have a right to get a free copy of their credit report once a year, and that's to make sure there are no inaccuracies or derogatory marks.
And how do you get that?
There's the government site, and doggone, I never can remember it. Annualcreditreport.com is the site where you can go get a free report once a year. You will not get a score. It's strictly a report of the accounts that you have.
Are they still as hard to read as they ever were?
Pretty much.
It's hard to read a credit report.
It is.
And I mean, those of us that are not 20 have pages and pages and pages of credit report.
Mm-hmm.
How?
And they're not merged. So once you merge a report, it makes it 7, 8, 9 pages. But if it's unmerged, a non-merged report can be 20 pages to 80 pages. I've seen both.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're talking to David Harpster. With Rising Point Solutions. I'm going to give you his telephone number so that in case you have somebody in your family, a friend, who's maybe wanting to buy a house, but they think they need to get their credit score up, talk to David because he's the expert on that, and he's here in the 405 area code. So it is 492-8179, 492-8179, and we're going to return with our smoking hot deals and more advice from David Harpster of Rising Point Solutions right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Uh-huh. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We have here in studio David Harpster from Rising Point Solutions. If you have a question, we've got time for a couple of questions. Good morning, Ann.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm loving your program.
Well, thank you. Do you have a question for David?
I have a question about freezing credit. I hear that we can do that free now, and I was kind of wanting to know the pros and cons and how you go about doing it and probably getting forms to fill out and all that stuff.
Okay. Freezing credit actually is not terribly tough now since it is free. It used to be anywhere from $11 to $40 to freeze, and the pricing was set by each of the credit bureaus on how they did that. But since the breach last year with Equifax, they have now gone to where you can freeze your credit for free. And the benefit of that is that no one can access your credit. No one can take out credit in your name. The downside is that includes you. So you can't take out credit yourself. You have to unfreeze it first.
How hard is that to do? Because I froze my credit when I had the credit breach,
mm-hmm.
and my credit card went shopping over in Italy.
Yeah.
And someone applied for Social Security benefits in my name, and someone applied for an IRS mm-hmm. refund in my name. And I'm thinking,
crazy.
No need to check anything, just freeze that credit because I don't think I'm going to need credit. Now, all of a sudden, I'm getting ready to build a commercial property, and I'm thinking I might need credit.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I unfreeze the credit?
You have to contact the bureaus and ask that it be unfrozen.
Can you do that? I don't think you can do that by phone, can you?
You can do it by phone. You can do it online, too, I believe. So they may have the option to do that online now.
Okay.
As of yesterday.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Mr. Gannon, always right there for us with the latest information.
It's free now, as of yesterday, and there's a four-digit PIN number. And when you want to unfreeze, you have to log in and put in your PIN number. Don't lose the PIN number.
Beautiful.
It's the only way to verify you are you.
I have no idea what my PIN number is.
They will assign you a PIN.
Yeah, they'll assign you one when you...
When I freeze it?
When you freeze it or unfreeze it, yeah.
Okay, so. Well, I froze it, so I've got to go find my PIN number now, right?
Well, when you froze it, did they give you one?
Probably, I don't remember.
Well, this was a few years ago, so you probably just need to contact the bureau itself.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I will. So.
Yeah, now, when you do a fraud alert, it's good for 90 days. And you do it with one of the bureaus, it transfers to the other two. So I think that happens now on the freezes, too, now that they're free. But I'd have to check into that. All this came through yesterday, so I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. And to get your free copy of your credit report, which does not include your score.
Right.
But you can check for accuracy because, frankly, your score is going to reflect what's on your credit report, whether it's accurate or inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first real estate transactions I ever did, they had duplicate entries on the credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was paid every single payment on time. And the other entry had no payments on it because mm-hmm. it was just an error. And
I've been looking at credit reports since 1999. I've never found one that's totally correct.
There you go. So go on there. It's called annualcreditreport.com
mm-hmm.
and check to see the accuracy. How do you dispute something that is wrong?
Well, there's several ways you can do that. You can hire someone like me. You can do it yourself. If you only have one or two, I typically walk the person, the consumer, through how they can do it themselves, because it's not that big a deal at that point. If you have 5, 6, or 10, or 15, or 20, then a professional is probably going to be your best bet. But it can be as simple as contacting the three bureaus and writing a certified letter just saying this is incorrect and needs to be removed, and they'll investigate and take what action comes from their investigation.
Well, and what's the single best piece of advice to prevent identity theft then?
There's a lot of things you can do to prevent identity theft. But the one biggest is I tell people, do not, if you do business on your laptop or on your tablet, do not go to Starbucks and get on their public Wi-Fi, because anybody else can get on that Wi-Fi too. And they can access your computer and everybody else's who's on that Wi-Fi, unless you have a personal firewall, which most people do not. And they can go in there, get all your information, every login you've done.
So if my Amazon account's on there, they could be ordering on that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's scary.
I've actually had that happen to me.
David Harpster, Rising Point Solutions. His number, real quickly, is 492-8179. It's 492-8179. Call me today. Check me out and see what I'm doing today. 722-3232. We'll see you here next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.